Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
It's now time for a chat with Jeff from Voodoo Raven and Gasoline Rock Club. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, Nick. It's a pleasure to be here.
It seems like we've done this before, but anyway, here we go. Let's get stuck straight in, shall we?
Absolutely, man.
For those listening at home and are not aware of Gasoline Rock Club, what is Gasoline Rock Club?
Okay, so Gasoline Rock Club is a concept that we are trying to organize a monthly event for bands playing original rock music, you know, or thereabouts, you know.
Oh, so and original music?
Original music only, yeah.
Okay,
you
cool.
Know, so, I mean, the majority of the island is based on, you know, cover band yeah. stuff, you know, which is cool. But, you know, I've been doing original music all this time, and it's just there needs to be a venue that just wants to have people play original music. So came with this idea for Gasoline Rock Club, and the people at Bar 74, Danny and Sully, were really receptive to this idea and concept. So we're holding it there at least for the next 4 months. We have the dates in, and we'll be looking for bands to actually come and participate in this this monthly event. So, for example, the first show is on this coming Saturday, the 10th of June, and we will have three bands, one of which is my band, Voodoo Raven. We are a duo at the current present time because our guitarist actually lives in California. He won't be over here until the end of the summer. So the idea is that my band is always going to play on these monthly events. Perhaps we might not always play, but we're trying to have a gig every month for ourselves. We'll either open up and some other band will play. But for this first show, it's Malcolm Carla, also known as Monty, and the George Street Kids will be playing with us. So the next couple of months, we'll be looking for bands. You can actually get a hold of us if you just go to voodooravens@gmail.com or go to the website voodooraven.com. You'll find an email address there. And just let us know if you want to play. Just I have to stress that there's no money for these gigs. These are free shows. We're just trying to create a bit of a scene here for people playing original rock music.
Okay. You've kind of covered my next question.
Sorry.
But it's all right. So what venue is the Gasoline Rock Club going to be held at?
It's Bar 74 in Ride.
That's down Union Street
down
on
street,
Ride,
yeah.
Isn't it?
It's actually number 74 Union Street.
Yeah, we actually had Danny from Bar 74 on the show not long ago.
Oh, really? So, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Great bunch of people there.
They are absolutely
really,
good place, yes.
Really good people.
So we want to make this happen, you know, and hopefully some people, a good crowd will turn up on the night and we'll be able to prove this is something that's actually that the island needs, you know?
Because the Island White has got such a strong scene with bands and musicians. There's so many talented people out there, just that they don't always necessarily have the opportunity or the platform to show how their talents are. Their talents off, as it were.
Right. And?
Well, that was my point. You know, there is a great number of musicians on the island, yeah. And they don't always have the opportunity to play.
No.
That was the point I was trying to make.
Yeah, no, it's a very valid point. That's one of the reasons was because the cover band thing is great because people can play and earn money at the various pubs and clubs and stuff like that. But actually, a lot of original bands can't play those places because they're not receptive to that sort of genre of music, you know,
because certain people want to hear the same stuff all the time, and right. it's like a level of familiarity that they want to stick with, and if they haven't heard it before, they're like, oh, I don't know what that is, I don't like it. It's like, give it a chance. If you haven't heard it, you yeah. might like it.
Yeah, I mean, nothing ventured, nothing gained in this case.
Exactly,
you know?
So exactly.
You have to go out there and try and do it, you know. And if it's an opportunity for other bands to, like, be on a stage, you know, and play with some other bands, you know, hey, it's a great thing, right?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with a great thing like that. Yeah. So what is in the pipeline?
The pipeline. So the pipeline is the first thing, is the first debut
Yeah, you got
show.
A gig this coming Saturday?
Yep, at June 10th, yeah. And then we have subsequent dates after that for July, August, and September. And we'll be looking for bands to, you know, to be part of that, you know. The first one, we'll just see how it goes, you know. It's the debut of that Gasoline Rock Club, you know, and the concept of promoting original rock bands on the Isle of Wight. And also, we'll have bands come from the mainland if they wish to. In fact, funny, because of the Instagram account, we've had a management company out of the Cambridge area who wants to bring his band down here in December, you know.
Okay,
so that's kind of cool because the word got out like that, you know. So we are, we, you know, if you go, you can find us on Gasoline Rock Club on Instagram, you know.
It almost sounds like you're networking out, and this is becoming quite a big thing already then.
Well, we haven't even played the first gig yet, but hopefully it will expand and be a regular thing. You know, the main thing is to kind of to create a scene where people can look forward to something to go to once a month where they can just see local rock acts, you know, just doing their original thing, you know.
As I was saying, you know, where people have already got in contact with you from off the island and talking to you about it, that's surely got to be a positive step in the right direction.
Yes, well, I can thank Ebenezer Hammond Lang, who is one of my oldest friends, and he basically kind of manages my band, you know, so he's the guy who's in charge of dealing with
that.
He does all the tech stuff from his phone. I don't know how he does it from his phone, because I can't operate
in that environment. These guys are wizards, aren't they? Yeah. It's just so like, wow, how'd you do that?
He just lives there like that, and, you know, so, but yeah, it's cool. It's worked out, and he's done a great job like that, you know, so we've even had a record label get out to us, but it's a different story. Not for us as such, but I mean, those kind of things obviously seem to work, you know.
Because obviously, you've got to walk before you can run, and everything will build up over a period of time.
That's the idea. Yeah,
that's good. Right. So, if people want to get hold of you or find out more about Gasoline Rock Club or Voodoo Raven, do you guys have a website or any social media accounts?
Yeah. So you can always go to Voodoo Ravens. That's plural. At gmail.com if you want to be part of the next up and coming events we have in July, August, and September. And then you can always go to my band's website, which is voodooraven.com. In fact, you can hear our latest single that we're going to be releasing before the end of the month here. Just going to be shooting the rest of the music video next week here on the Isle of Wight. The rest was shot in California with our guitarist, Frank Giles, who is a fully-fledged member of the band, who actually was the guitarist in my band in California, Revenant, that I had for 8 years, you know? So him and I are very closely connected, and we're really looking forward to him coming over here to record our album in September.
I must admit, I have actually heard a sneak peek of this track, and it is very good.
Thank you.
It was the one that I played the other week when I did one of my own shows down at Bar 74 myself.
Yeah, and I walked in and I was shocked.
It was like, wow, man, you're playing my music. It's like, is it okay to play this then? It was like, yeah, sure, play it.
Well, that's the idea. That's the hope with Gasoline Rock Club, that all these other bands will be able to put their stuff out. Look, there's a lot of bands in the Isle of Wight who play great music and write great music. And there just needs to be another outlet for these bands to actually showcase their stuff, you know?
Okay, then. Cool. Josh, do you have any questions you'd like to ask?
How did the idea come about for the Gasoline Rock Club?
Well, I have to admit that idea probably initially came from Ebenezer, our manager. He was idea for Gasoline Rock Club. We had a couple of different names, you know? One was Rocket Club and blah, blah, blah. But Gasoline sort of empowered an impetuous kind of fire, you know, kickstart kind of thing. So that's really the idea. And we're still looking for a really cool gasoline pump, probably to put some flames on and sort of show that kind of rock and roll kind of petrol bomb kind of inferno of rock music that we're trying to
promote. That sounds amazing. Okay? Very, very cool.
So it's early stages, you know, for us to get that going. That's why I put the Marshall up on there. That Marshall amp is actually one of my old bass amps, and I had to put something up, you know, and it just seemed kind of pointless to put skulls up and stuff like that, because that's so overdone, right? Yeah.
Got any more questions, Josh?
Where can people find your music?
Okay, so you can find Voodoo Raven music at voodooraven.bandcamp.com. You'll always find it there. You can find the video that we did for Midnight Angels on our website, which is voodooraven.com. And very soon now, before the end of the month, you'll be able to purchase our single with Frank Giles, who is our guitarist in the band now, who lives in California. And that is called All Fired Up.
That's a great track. I would recommend listening to that. That one is a good one, that is.
And so hopefully we'll have everything dialed in online for to perhaps maybe try and get onto Spotify and places like that, or iTunes, whatever, you know. So those digital platforms are something that we would definitely be available before the end of the month.
Right. Okay, then. That's grand. So let's sum up then, shall we? Where is Gasoline Rock Club going to be held, and when is it going to be held?
Okay, Gasoline Rock Club is going to be held at Bar 74 in Ryde, and that will be this Saturday, the 10th of June, and that will feature Malcolm Carla, a.k.a. Monty, and the George Street Kids, and my band Voodoo Raven. And the next show is coming up. If anybody is at all interested in participating in one of these events, you can. The dates available will be Friday, the 28th of July, Saturday, the 12th of August, and Saturday the 16th of September. Those are the ones that we've booked in with the kind people at Bar 74, Danny and Sully. So if you are an original music-only band, please don't contact me if you are a cover band, because we're only focused on original music. Whether you're a solo artist, a trio, whatever kind of setup that you have, you know, even if you're a jazz group, it doesn't matter, okay? As long as there's original compositions, this is what we're about. That's what Gasoline Rock Club will strive to promote each month, and hopefully this will be an ongoing thing and create a bit of a scene and an alternative place for bands to play.
Is there a cover a charge on the door at all?
No, there's not. You know, if the club was to take off and become popular, then we might consider something like that. But right now, we're just going to have to go with bands playing for free. Maybe we'll pass a bucket around at the end of the night and split
stuff.
Yeah,
like a donations bucket, yeah.
If that's something that people feel comfortable about, you know, we're not pushing it, yeah.
Okay, that's cool. And all the information can be found either via the Voodoo Raven website or the Bandcamp site or the social medias.
Absolutely, yeah. So you can go to the, like I say, voodooraven.com. You'll find everything you need to know about there, or Gasoline Rock Club on Instagram.
Okay, that's cool. Thank you very much for coming into the studio for a chat. It's been great chatting with you.
Well, Nick and Josh, thank you very much. You've been very cooperative and appreciate the time. Thanks very much.
No, it's not a problem. We always
And get out there to the Gasoline Rock Club.
I will try my best. I can't make this one because unfortunately I'm gigging myself. So I don't want to cross promote my stuff over the top of your stuff, but go see some live music.
And don't forget, Vectis Radio is where it happens, okay?
Oh, that's grand. Thank you very much for your kind words.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.